Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because we've got so much to cover. Banks getting shut down, unemployment, numbers by the government that are completely made up, everything. This video is going to cover it all today. Please hit the like button. Please subscribe to the channel. Today we have a sponsor, Patriot Gold. But first things first, every single story in this video could be its own video. That's how good this is. And first things first, this is a warning that everybody needs to take and heed this warning because this is happening in Israel right now. And what's happening in Israel right now is they have a payment system called SHIBA. And SHIBA has been shut down. And you can't process banking transactions, credit card transactions, debit card transactions, ATM transactions, and they're coming in and out because of a DDoS hack from the Iranians. And, you know, they're fighting back and forth and they're at war. So, of course, there's going to be retaliation in different areas. But here it is, cybercrime. And with cybercrime, it's shutting things down. And again, I don't care where you are on the planet Earth. You need to prepare for something like this. Now, could you make an online house payment? Of course not. Could you pay your utilities? Of course not. But if you had cash in your house, you could walk down to the local market and eat. Oh, buy gas, buy water, things like that. Okay? Now, this has made it so certain municipalities and certain businesses cannot conduct any transaction right now. So, great warning, guys. One warning after another. Take it simple, you know? And the next thing, think about this, because I started counting and I stopped at 50. There are so many businesses that have laid people off this year in 2024 alone. Not talking last year, just this year. I stopped at 50. They're trying to say that consumer confidence is at an all-time high, and that you feel great about your business, you feel great about purchases, you feel great about everything, which is an absolute lie. You know that people are having a difficult time. People don't feel good about anything. People feel very unsure, but because it's the week before an election, they're going to lie to us and say, hey, listen, things are good, and you feel good about it. Go into debt, go buy that new car, go buy that new house, take out a home loan. It's complete shenanigans, complete and utter shenanigans. Now, I loved this one because it made my day. Good old California, you know, they stepped forward, and because of raising of the minimum wage to over $20, you've had a lot of companies have had to compete for you know, business and compete for your money. The number of jobs reported as job listings has gone down by almost 300,000 in a year. It went from 900,000 plus jobs at any given time down to 600,000 jobs listed. You can say, oh, that's a lot of jobs. No, it's horrible, guys. It's absolutely horrible. And what you've also had this year is a mass exodus of companies that are fed up with this state, and they're leaving. Guys, looks dangerous. But you guys get it? It's completely ridiculous that we're supposed to sit there and I'm in Naples, California, you know, with the canals. And this is a great place. People decorate a lot at night, and they also do stuff where Halloween's nice, but Easter, man, I'm losing it today. Halloween is nice, but Christmas is even better. Maybe Easter's fantastic. But I always get a kick out of people that decorate and go to town. Here's that. You know, so California's got a real problem, mass exodus, people leaving, you know, Tesla, SpaceX, Chevron, so many companies. There's been over a dozen major companies that have announced that they are leaving. And what does it get down to? The highest taxes, 13.3%, and it also state taxes. And it also gets to energy costs, regulations, everything. You know, Phillips 66 and its subsidiaries are talking about how they're leaving the state because they just can't handle all these rules. And you know, the idea with it, Governor Newsom's his thing is, hey, people are just going to work through this. They're going to work through regulation. They're tired of working through regulation. You know, we've all been in some type of relationship, whether it's business, you know, a romantic partner, and it's just too much work. And you're like, you know what? You're really not worth it. And that's what's happening here in California, is it's really not worth it. You know, yeah, you got beautiful areas like this, but, you know, here's the thing. You have to go to work. All these companies that are calling people back to office, you know, credit downgrades, everything that's happening, this is a concern. But warning after warning after warning, I'm just telling people, you know, Dan, I tune in for a dose of bad news every day with you. If you're not sitting there taking this seriously and preparing for what could potentially happen to your personal finances, good luck to you. You know, good luck to you. I look at good news all the time. I look at things that are positive. And again, all these stories could have been their own individual video because of this. One thing that's crazy is you've got the largest wine distributor in the world. It's here in California. They just announced that they are laying off 40% of their staff. They refused to give a press conference. They refused to answer any questions from the press. It took the existing employees to step forward and say, yeah, we're losing our jobs at this place. So that's wild, guys. So I want to make sure I get the name of the company right. And that is Southern Glazers Wine and Spirits. They're the distributors. Make the glass bottles, ship everything. That's what they do. So with that, this chap pulling this thing. Looks like fun. The point is that 40% of their staff, people are not buying wine. People cannot afford wine. People cannot afford to go out to dinner. But when the distributor lays off 40% of its staff, the majority is in management. Now, everybody thinks management is some guy sitting behind a desk yelling at everybody and making decisions from there. No, it's management on production lines. It's management as far as shipping, logistics, labeling, everything. All these different positions are gone because the wine industry is upside down. So when do you sit there and go, wow, this is getting serious? Because right now, I think it's incredibly serious. And when I was a kid, my step-grandmother lived here on Naples Island, and my brothers and I got to come out, and we'd get to visit her, and she would bring us out for a week. And I'll never forget, she would take us to movies every day. I'll tell you what year it was. I think it was 1972 when Live and Let Die, the James Bond movie, came out, because it was one of the movies we saw that week. But a very cool place to hang out and live. But one thing after another, guys, there's a lot more to cover in this video, but you haven't seen anything yet, guys. You haven't seen anything yet. Let's talk about our sponsor, Patriot Gold Group. You know, the real winner in November, heading into 2025, is gold and silver. It is the best performing asset class out of them all. It's even outperforming the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 right now. In fact, silver is up over 40% in 2024 alone. You have to get your hands on some of this. The best place to do it is number one rated Patriot Gold Group. Call them today, 888-330-1431. Leader in sales, leader in service. Think about this. 8 years in a row, they've been number one rated with consumer affairs. Call them today, 888-330-1431. You know, when you think about gold going well over $2,750 an ounce, you've got to look at it as an investment for your future. Get it into your retirement today. contact them now before it's too late. If you don't want to call, use the link below. They will send out a free investor guide. Their customer service is stellar. They will answer all your questions. They're number one rated for a very good reason. Contact them today before it's too late. Again, I love this story, and I could make individual videos on each of these subjects. Who stole the cheese? Okay. In London, there is a cheese distributor and artisan cheesemaker that makes a delicious cheddar cheese, and they had someone steal 24 tons of cheese. By the way, a ton is 2,000 pounds. 24 times 2,000 pounds. Okay? It's a ton of cheese. Literally. Tons of cheese. Anyways, the cheesemaker realized by a fake distributor that contacted them and placed a massive order. So once again, guys, everybody needs to be on the lookout. Even if you're a company that's been in business forever and a day, you need to understand that these people are out there to scam you and to steal from you. The cheese was worth about $400,000. And what they did was they went out and tricked them to deliver it. Now, again, go back and get it. Well, the cheese is gone. So, but here's the thing. Hayford Welsh Organic Cheddar, Westcombe Cheddar, and Pitchfork Cheddar are among the most sought-after artisan cheeses in the United Kingdom. Now, the funny thing about this was that they called the London, you know, edition of the police, London Metropolitan Police, and they're on it. They're talking to local artisan cheese stores to say, be on the lookout for somebody that would be selling 24 tons of cheese. Okay, guys, it's ridiculous. You know, you hear about these stories about, hey, this woman stole $100,000 worth of tamales. And you're like, someone's going to catch that. But then they don't catch these people. So, you know what's crazy is my niece has a business where she makes artisan charcuterie boards for the holidays. And does it, started with family, and then makes it for gifts and for, oh, you're having a party, she'll make a cheese board for you. And whenever I'm out and about, like at Whole Foods, and I see the big cheese wheel, and I'm like, ooh, here you go, Christina, let me send you this. Oh, Uncle Dan, that stuff sucks, blah, blah, blah. But these cheese wheels, guys, you've seen them. They're like 2 feet by 2 feet. They're huge. You could roll them down the street. Now imagine 24 tons of that, because that's what they stole. It's so much cheese. It's so big. It's wild. And one thing, I was at an Italian restaurant about a year and a half ago with a couple other YouTubers, and they made pasta, and they dug out one of those things and ran your pasta through this thing, and it was just cheese, fried fatty goodness of just, you know, delectableness. So if you had 24 tons of that, you'd be in pretty good shape. But I know it's different cheese for different dishes and things like that, and it's not cheddar, it's Parmesan, Reggiano, and all that stuff. Anyways, Pecorino. But the point is that they stole 24 tons of cheese. Everything can be stolen right now. Everything is potential theft. You have to have these conversations with your team. And fake credit cards are a real problem in restaurants. I'm getting people that are talking about how the payment systems are not working and they're not going through, and people are scamming people. People are stealing credit cards. I mean, you're going to get back to the point, and they pass laws here in California where you can't do this. But it's going to get to a point that if they see anything nefarious, they're going to start asking for ID again for credit card purchases. So let me know what you think about this. Did you hear about the great cheese robbery? And it was the great cheese robbery. They spelled it G-R-A-T-E, like get it, like you great cheese. Oh my gosh. I bet the Metropolitan Police, I mean, talking about the Keystone Cops, these guys that don't have guns, what are they going to do? Give somebody a stern warning when they find 24 tons of cheese? I always get a kick out of that, that they don't carry guns and that they're supposed to be, you know, authoritative in one way or another. Let me know what you think. Great article below talking about how gold is going to climb from record high to record high and that you should get your hands on it. That's a great story. Did you guys ever hear about the ADU law that got passed here in California? That's accessory dwelling unit. That makes it so that you can go out and you can have yourself another unit built on your property. And it took a while to get legislation through, but now you're starting to see areas like San Diego that has really expensive real estate. You know, we've got a problem here in California. And first things first, you know, the average house, 900 grand. These are millions, guys. This is not a $900,000 neighborhood. But $900,000. So what are they doing? Putting a granny unit in the back. And one way that people have profited from this is that you can sell those things now. And again, I don't even understand how this could even be possible when, you know, when you think about this, when you get a building permit and you try to build anything and they scrutinize the heck out of you, it makes it so difficult to build anything in this state. But now you're going to be able to build a separate house and sell it separately. Crazy, 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 crazy. A majority of the people are renting these things out and making a profit from renting them out, which makes a lot of sense. I've looked at houses over the last year, and they have the guest house. It's very cool because the idea of somebody's relatives coming over and not being in your house, God, does that sound like heaven? Because the next best thing is a hotel, but I don't own a hotel to send people to. So, you know, one thing I'm getting a kick out of is that's really popular right now is the high-end car business is having a complete shakeup. And I knew a man that would buy Ferraris in the 90s. And he was a very close friend of mine, and he owned one of the Ferrari F-150s. And he owned three Ferraris and made money on each Ferrari. Bought it, drove it for a while, and sold it for more money. And a lot of people think they can do this, but the problem with it is that the Ferraris in the high-end markets have gotten so overpriced and people overpaid. There's a great story below from Motor Biscuit where a guy bought a Ferrari SF90 and called in to see the value, and he financed it, and he's $200,000 upside down in the car. 200 grand. Isn't that crazy? So once again, you know, Economic Ninja and I went to a car dealer in May of last year, and it was in Newport Beach, and they had four Ferraris that were on consignment. Every single one of the Ferraris a year and a half ago, the people were going to lose money on. And again, these are people that have so much money that they're like, damn, I'm going to take a hit on this. Imagine taking a hit for $100,000 in a car. That's what these people were experiencing. And it's kind of light, don't you think, that you're only going to be able to get me $300,000 for that when I paid $425 for it? It's completely nuts. So let me know what you think so far. I'm going to finish this video with these last few stories. And I had this story sent to me a few times. People just said, hey, did you know that this guy drives this car? And I didn't put it together until I got this story sent to me. Jim Farley, who's he? He is the CEO of Ford Motor Company. He drives a Chinese EV car, the Xiaomi 17. It's a $30,000 EV car from China. And you wonder why the... Hey, buddy, you wonder why the unions are pissed off at guys like this? Things like that, guys. I mean, what a slap in the face. And more car talk. And again, I could have done a video on that. Could have done a video on this next story, which is the fact that right now, through Carfax alone, the ones that they're telling us about, there are 350,000 flooded cars, newly flooded cars, in 2024 that are going to hit the marketplace. You have to be careful. Wow, a car's normally 50 grand. I'm getting it for $8,000. That's a deal, man. Smell that? Smells like mildew to me. Anyways, a couple of highlights. Miami, Fort Lauderdale, 23,200 cars. Fort Myers, 11,000 cars. Tampa, 8,700 cars. Orlando, in the Daytona area, 8,500 cars alone. Just in that area. Plus, you got Dallas, Fort Worth. You got all the southern states and everything else. The Carolinas have got nailed with that too. Tennessee, Georgia, everything. So 350,000 cars. If you get a car shipped in from out of state, make sure that you are protected. So final thing is people say they never have positive news. I have a friend that owns a cruise company, and he is brilliant and a good guy. I always send him stories about travel and things like that, but there's one of them talking about how cruising lately is the absolute ultimate value because, you know, you don't have to pay for a separate hotel room. You don't get hit with resort fees and shenanigans. Your food's included. If you want to drink, that's separate. But if somebody drinks, they can buy a drink pass where they can drink whatever the heck they want over and over again. It's a tremendous value. Look at cruising. Look at taking a cruise for a vacation, because people, oh, I'd hate to be locked in a boat for 7 days. Man, it's awesome. It is just so great. And, you know, I highly recommend it. But the value and the money that you save is incredible. So please don't forget to hit the like button. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel. And if you have any questions, hello at iAllegedly, story ideas, anything, let me know. And I will see you guys very soon. Okay, I always love coming down here. That's just so pretty and so festive. Sorry for all the wind. Have a wonderful day.